get back to your calls and texts in a little while. Hanging out in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. Jeff Forehand, Lipscomb Coats. Lipscomb punched their ticket, won the Atlantic Sun Tournament, and they will be taking on this coming Friday in the Clemson Regional. Right out of the gate, Clemson. That will be at noon our time. Tennessee, Charlotte, the other part of that bracket. Jeff, good morning. How you doing, man?
How you doing, my friend? Thanks for having me on.
Well, hey, congratulations,
yeah,
man.
Really. Congrats, man.
Hey, thank you so much. It's a cool thing.
What was that commercial, Chicks Love the Long Ball?
Yeah.
Dang. You remember that
I
commercial?
Do. Yeah.
You guys, I mean, Alex Vergara, what, 3 home runs in the championship game? You guys hit 10 of them down there?
I know you know my dad, and that's definitely not a forehand trend. We're more of the short game people, but my hitting coach says the easiest way to score a run is hit it over the fence. So hit it over the fence. So I'm still more of a short game guy, but when we run into some homers, I'll take them. How about that?
Yeah, and Vergara, I mean, 3 on Sunday, the MVP. I mean, you talk about what, leveling out, right?
Yeah, that was a different game. The wind wasn't whipping out, but it was blowing out. Heck, we hit 5 and they hit 3, so it was definitely a hitter's environment down there. But Alex, he's played well all year long, and fortunately the ball bounced our way down there with some homers. That's good stuff.
Coach, these tournaments, I know, are such a grind for the players and the coaches. What did you see from your team throughout the conference tournament in terms of, keeping the main thing the main thing and concentrating, one inning at a time, one game at a time?
Well, we started off slow, and, the way the tournament format was set up, it still gave us a chance after losing 2 games. But, we put ourselves in a good spot by being able to play in Pool A, and, we were able to get that 3rd game and get into the semis. And then I think just the resiliency that we had, recognizing, where we were, because at one point during the season, we dropped 11 in a row. I mean, and it's no fun. Everybody can look back and say, well, y'all were playing some good teams, and boy, you dropped 11 in a row. And, but it doesn't matter. You're playing good teams or bad teams or whatever you think. You drop 11 in a row, you're not, things aren't going the way you want it to. But I hope that the schedule we played, and some of the teams that we were getting beat by, late in some games that we had some opportunities to win them, hopefully that seasoned us a little bit. And, I like to think that gave us a little bit of an edge, when we were down, starting off the conference tournament to be able to bounce back.
Well, yeah, we started, 5-13, then went 29-11 the rest of the way, won the regular season and the tournament title. Why is this team special, Jeff?
I told somebody the other day, it's just a culmination of some people that I don't think when the recruiting process started, they knew where Lipscomb was or what Lipscomb was. and the transfer portal has been a beast all of its own, and it's definitely changed since when it first started. But we did some damage in the portal and got some good players and some guys that were looking for another home, either from another 4-year school or from a junior college, coming out of a junior college. And I just think some of these people have recognized that, hey, it's a pretty cool place here, and they've kind of found their home, and I think that's something that I'm proud of, that, these guys, some of these guys needed a second chance from some spots, and, Lipscomb embraced them in, and they embraced Lipscomb, and, hey, now look where we are. So it's a good thing.
When you have a guy on your team named Caleb Ketchup, he better be good. What can you tell us about him, and how much does he get teased about his last name, if at all?
Well, he is a good player. and he's a fantastic player, transferred from Georgia. And didn't play his first year at Georgia, transferred here and played last year as his freshman season, and was defensive player of the year. This year, he's hit a few homers, but he hadn't, he's fast and athletic, and, his average struggled a little bit through the year, but man, he's getting it back up there now. And he played well in the tournament too, had a couple home runs and had some big defensive plays that really don't go in the box score that people can look back and, we're making outs on plays that, and maybe we shouldn't sometimes, but definitely playing well for us, and he is the catalyst of our team.
Well, had a walk-off for the regular season title, right?
Yeah, it was pretty cool playing Jacksonville State at home, and the game that we had to have one to get had to have that one to go ahead and lock down the championship, and it was pretty cool how that ended up.
Lipscomb baseball coach Jeff Forehead with us. Clemson, I guess you probably know Eric Backett, right, from his time here with Tim Corbin at Vanderbilt.
Absolutely. He Eric, he goes way back with Corbs, and then also his Michigan teams came in and played us a couple times. He wanted to come back to Nashville, and we played him 3-game set. I know once, maybe even twice, when he was at Michigan, and then now he's there. So yeah, look forward to seeing him, and you know, obviously y'all can see what kind of team they got down there. I mean, it's everybody thought we were going to go over to Vandy, and you know what they got going on. Well, this team is, for everybody listening, this team is going to be similar to the Doors. So it's definitely a challenge for the Bisons, but one we're looking forward to.
Jeff, you know, and I like this. I like the fact that your team, obviously Clemson's a tough task wherever you were going to be sent, but I do like that your team, your program, your fans get to travel to a regional and not be here. I mean, I hate to, I don't know the other way to say it. I just think it's more of a reward when you do go out of town and have that entire experience.
You're right. And, you know, in 2015, we did play in Vandy's regional, and it was, it does have some of the same feel, but you're right. It doesn't have all the same feel when you take a bus down to West End and you stay in a hotel on West End. It kind of feels odd. you're staying in a hotel, you know, right down the street when you could be sleeping in your own bed. But no, this one was cool. But, you know, everybody anticipated us going to Vandy. And I think I even did myself. You know, I thought that's probably where it was going to be after looking at, you know, who was going to be in and the opportunities where they were going to put people. But, you know, it was a cool thing that we did get to travel. But like you say, pick your poison because both those teams are pretty good.
Well, and in Tennessee and Charlotte on the other side, too. And that's a tough region, man. That's a tough region. But you've earned it. And also, you know, it made a little bit of sense putting Eastern Illinois here as the 4 seed because of the OVC connection, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And you said that's a tough region, but, you know, you pick any one of the 16, and they're all pretty tough. All the teams right now are going to be pretty good. So when you say Clemson's a tough region, you could pick Vanderbilt's going to be a tough region. You can pick LSU's going to be a tough region. Wake Forest's going to be a tough region. So it, wherever you go, man, you just at this point, you know, nobody wants to be picky. Everybody just wants to be playing in June, and that's kind of been our mantra for the last several years, man. We come in August, and that's one of the things that we talk about is that, man, playing in June is what we're trying to get to, and you know that it's really cool that we accomplished that.
I was just going to ask about just your team's mentality going in, Coach. Just, you know, the fact that, you know, you can't be intimidated in a situation like this. You just got to go in and play baseball, right, the way you've been doing all season.
Yeah, and, you know, like I said, you know, the schedule was set up for this. I mean, it's not that we've been in regional environments, but, you know, when you go on Tuesday and play Arkansas at the Pro Park in Little Rock and there's 10,000 people calling the Hogs, and you go to Mississippi State, and there's 10 or 11,000 playing there, and you go to Auburn and play 3. And, you know, so we got ourselves, and that was part of the schedule that Brian Ryman and I put together. We just tried to, you know, put it in a spot to where, hey, what's it going to look like later on? And, number one, can we get the RPI up a little bit? And number two, can we get in those environments? And, you know, we were able to do it, probably bit off more than we can chew when we dropped 11 in a row there for a while. But, you know, hey, hopefully all is coming together to help us be prepared for as best prepared as we can be for an environment at Clemson that we know is going to be a sea of orange probably.
Yeah, and the tradition of Ken Dugan, the field's named after him, what he did, died way too early in the mid-60s at age 64. Yet, I mean, what, 2 national championships on the NAIA level, just in one over 1,100 games, just the tradition of what Ken Dugan meant to Lipscomb baseball. I know he's looking down.
Absolutely. You know, his grandson's on our team now. Mike and I played against each other. We've been friends for a long time, and you know, for a lot of history with Will, you know, playing here. And actually, he's been injured all year long, but you know, he's with us and doing great. He's going to be back next year, but you know, we a lot of cool things. You know, his number's retired, and you know, coach's wife is, and we talked with her, and and Will wears Coach Dugan's number 20, which is pretty cool.
So when are you heading over there tomorrow?
No, we're actually going today. We got practice tomorrow over there, so we didn't want to try to. Usually, I think everybody's going in today, so the practices start early in the morning. So if you got to practice early, you got to get there tonight. So we actually practice scores, but you know, we practice at 2:30, but you know, you'd have to leave really early in the morning to get there and get set up for that. So we're gonna take our time and head down there this afternoon and be ready to for our workout on the field tomorrow, and then 1:00 Eastern start for us on Friday.
Is Hutch driving the bus?
Hutch is driving the bus, literally, for sure, all the way around. But he's not actually physically driving the bus, driving the bus down. But he'll be there. You know, we got a lot of people coming, and you know, everybody's excited about it. Had a cool watch party, and you know, those are the things that you know, when you make this whole thing cool, and everybody from, you know, my buddies at all the other mid-major schools. I mean, we all are, you know, trying to do the same thing, and everybody's trying to accomplish the same thing. And you know, when it gets accomplished, it is something you can be satisfied with. But heck, now, you know, once you got it, now you got an opportunity to play, you know, a really good team and a really good regional. You don't want to stop and be satisfied with what's going on or what has happened. Now we want to you know, push that envelope a little bit further.
You know, and I tell you who else is proud of you is your dad, Fred. I was honored to get to know him, covered him, legendary high school baseball coach. I mean, and you, what you did, Good Pasture, Trevecca, now Lipscomb, you're baseball through and through, and I know Fred's awful proud of you, Jeff.
Well, man, I appreciate you saying that. My family's been baseball since I can ever remember. That was where we took summer vacation, and you know, we went to watch a game somewhere. It was summer vacation. It was, you know, just baseball for us all the time. And you know, I appreciate you saying that, because, you know, the forehands and my dad and mom instilled baseball in us all for a long time. And, you know, and it's just fun. It's fun for me to look back and, you know, my dad and, you know, Coach Dugan and all of the tradition that surrounds it is really cool for me. And my wife tries to remind me to try to enjoy it, and I'm on to the next game, and you know, how we're going to try to play against Clemson, and she tries to remind me to enjoy it, because I know my dad would want me to.
Yeah, well, Jeff, happy for you. You know what I think of you, buddy. Take care and good luck over there. It's a tough region, man, but hey, let it just knock the hell out of the ball, right? Hit home runs.
let's just see what happens. And Greg, you know how I feel about you too, man. I appreciate everything you've done for all these years to, you know, not just helping me out, but all the things you've done positively to help sports in this area, and what you've done to put your stamp on all these things. I mean, a lot of people are indebted to you and, you know, all you guys for what y'all have done to help us, help all of us get to the spot where we are now. And it doesn't go unsaid. I want you guys to know that a lot of people think a lot of you as well.
Well, thank you. That means a lot, Jeff. Hey, good luck over there. Have fun.
Enjoy it, Coach.
Hey, go win a couple games.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Hopefully, maybe we'll be talking next week. How about that?
All right, that'd be lovely. We'll
deal.
Have you back on.
Yeah. What you already? What super region are you lined up with? Who's in the other side?
Oh, man, we didn't even think about that. Come on.
Don't touch the money, right, Coach?
That's right. Don't touch it. We'll talk about that next week.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
See y'all.
All right.